Living with the Enemy by Giles Brandreth and Nick Revel. Starring Nick Revel, Giles Brandreth and Gugu Mbatha-Raw. I never knew the weather in England could be this beautiful that you can spend all afternoon sunbathing.
Why do you think the flat has a roof garden? Just so you can throw yourself off when the rain gets too depressing?
Maybe.
But this, it's like being in the south of France.
With the added advantage of no French people. What?
What do you mean, what? I can't believe to hear you say such a racist thing.
I wasn't racist. It was a cheap shot against the French. Different thing altogether.
How so?
I don't know. It's because we have a friendly rivalry with the French, I guess, based on hundreds of years of living next to each other, indulging in bitter warfare and bloodshed. So it's a playful racism.
It's still racist.
Well, I prefer you call me a racist than a chauvinist.
How so?
Because chauvinist is a French word. Anyway, it cuts both ways. They stereotype us as having awful food and being terrible lovers.
That's not stereotypes. That's true.
Not in my case. I'm quite a good cook.
If anyone around here should have a racist attitude to the French, it should be me. They were our colonial oppressors for hundreds of years.
I love it when you talk political to me. When you first moved in, it was nothing but clubs and designer clothes.
What's the point of talking about that with you? You never take me shopping. You just make me sit around all day on a roof garden doing nothing.
Doing nothing? You've learned how to make a caipirinha.
True.
The weather's beautiful, isn't it? You know what Elmore Leonard said about the weather?
Oh, Get Shorty, the writer of it.
Yeah, you know what he said about weather?
He said you should never start a story by talking about the weather, just get straight into the action.
Oh, very good.
You're not the only one around here who can read, you know, smartass.
Ass.
Smartass, thank you. And I read a lot now, just so that every so often I can stop you being so superior all the time, smartass. Hey, come on! That was not really unkind. It was a playful kind of unkind, based on several weeks of knowing each other.
Oh, touché.
Ah! You used a French word. So, what will we do tomorrow?
Tate Modern.
Cool.
I see. So here you are, sunning yourselves on the roof garden while the rest of the world toils.
It's important to enjoy some downtime once in a while.
Chilling out is important.
That's the attitude that made this nation great. Tell me, Lord Nelson, shall we engage the French immediately or put in at Cadiz first and chill out with a few sangrias by the pool? To think that while I've been presenting prizes in agricultural shows from Caithness to Caerphilly, giving motivational speeches to morons who'd be privileged to live in a skip, and smiling the whole time as if I'm enjoying myself, you two parasites have been here the whole time drinking cocktails.
Who are you calling a parasite? We have been chilling out. You are full of crap.
Easy, easy, Sophie. Don't spoil a lovely atmosphere.
He started it. I have to go.
You going out?
No, I'm going to lie down in my room.
But it's stifling indoors.
But better than being bummed out with this full-on Protestant work ethic guilt trip vibe from Monsieur Gradgrind here. Bye, Nick.
She kissed you and just stared at me like a gorgon.
Got to be impressed with the Dickens reference, though.
When we first met, she was a perfectly ordinary, well-balanced teenager.
She was the spoilt little rich girl niece of an African dictator whose idea of current affairs was reading the gossip column in the Tatler.
Exactly. And since you got your subversive tentacles around her, she's gone bad. Every day she comes out with more and more half-baked, left-wing, hippie, liberal drivel.
So she listens to the BBC.
You are ruining her, Nick. If you keep treating her like this, she'll soon be completely unmarriageable.
Hello? Did we just slip through a time warp into a Jane Austen novel?
She's my goddaughter, and I don't like what you're doing to her.
Well, that's easily solved. Spend some time with her yourself.
I would, if I could, but I can't. I have
money to earn, people to network.
Yes, articles to write, constituencies to court.
In fact, 1,000 things to do.
Yes.
To avoid bonding with your own goddaughter.
Yes. No, well, it's not like that at all. It's...
Well, she's free tomorrow night.
Ah, oh, I'm not. There's an exhibition opening tomorrow in Cork Street. New African art. I need to be there.
You're interested in new African art?
Of course not. Who is? It's an opportunity to schmooze the owners for some seed money for my Bulgarian timeshare venture. Wait a minute. I could kill two birds with one stone. Who's not going to want to talk to me if I have the glamorous Sophie by my side? And she's African.
Using her as bait for rich capitalist scum. She'll like that. Now, game of chess?
I don't have time for a game of chess.
You only think you don't.
I think, therefore I am.
You think too much, therefore you are always running around like a blue-arsed fly. You need to access your negative capability.
Negative capability? What kind of oxymoron hippie claptrap is that?
Actually, it's Keats.
Well, he'd know all about negative capability. He was dead at 23. He probably wrote the book on negative capability.
It was in a letter.
Would have been a book if he hadn't died at 23.
The point I'm making is that you have to deliberately let your conscious mind switch off, like you tend to do accidentally when you're talking. You get to recharge your intuition and your mental batteries. The Chinese Taoists call it wei wu wei, doing not doing. This Western obsession with Cartesian rational empiricism, it means you're only ever using one half of your brain.
Well, if it's the other half that you're using at the moment, it's a good thing too.
Excuse me, this parasite's forgot her caipirinha.
Oh, Sophie, darling, I know I've been neglecting you recently, and I'm sorry it's been a while since we had any quality time together.
We get plenty of quality time. All the time we are apart is quality time.
I understand why you feel that way, my dear, and I'd like to make it up to you by giving you some undivided attention.
Oh, must get this, sorry.
You want to talk to me? Turn off your phone.
But I'm sorry, this
could
be...
She's right.
Oh, it's my umbilical cord, this phone.
Exactly, set yourself free. That's what you right-wing libertarians always claim is your number one priority, isn't it?
I might lose a job.
So, you'll get another one. Unavailability makes you strong.
But, oh, where was I?
You were saying, giving me your undivided attention.
Oh, yes, I was wondering. I have an invitation to an art exhibition in Mayfair tomorrow evening of new African art. Everyone loves African art, and I'd love you to come with me. It'll be quite glamorous, I think.
What do you think, Nick?
I think you should go. You'll be helping him grow spiritually.
Okay.
Marvellous.
Provided Nick can come as well.
But the whole idea...
He is interested in African art.
Well, look, how about you two go out during the day as well, and then we all meet up later?
We were going to take modern.
I could take you shopping.
You think I can be bribed into complicity with the oppressor with trinkets and baubles? Where would we go shopping?
Anywhere you like.
Well, okay. But it will only be for your spiritual development, not my materialistic needs. We will start at Kirk Geiger.
Excellent. Okay. Oh, wait, during the day tomorrow I have to do a column.
Ah, typical.
What's the column?
My friend Maurice Hansen.
The guy who's a sort of obnoxious version of Michael Winner.
Yes, he's sneaking off to Cannes for a few days with his latest squeeze, so I'm ghosting his restaurant column in the Standard for him.
Well, I'll do the column for you. You take Sophie out.
You couldn't manufacture a column that would pass for Hansen. Even I find it hard to fabricate such right-wing opinions.
How do you get right-wing opinions into a restaurant column?
Subtle remarks on the nationality of the staff and the food. He's a nasty piece of work, Hansen.
I thought you said he was a friend.
Oh, he's a close friend. I've never liked him, of course.
Wow. I'm really tempted to do it and stitch him up by writing something really outrageous.
Do it with my blessing.
Okay, with pleasure. And the fee. Up front. Not that I don't trust you. You're a close friend.
Pretty impressive, eh?
Yes. If you are vacuous enough to be impressed by idiot's conspicuous consumption. Dandy Newton just went into the ladies' room. Maybe I can stand at the mirror next to her and make her feel old and threatened.
Hiya, good day.
Mixed. I had two messages this morning when I was allowed finally to turn my phone on. One was offering me a handsome fee to address a conference in Barbados. And the second was Maurice Hansen asking if I could cover him 2 weeks running, as he'd just been offered a handsome fee to address a conference in Barbados.
Oh, well, at least you know you're ahead of him in the pecking order.
Did you do the article?
Filed it by midday.
Oh, what time did you eat?
I didn't. Just had a look at the menu on the internet. Wanted to do it like a real critic, you know. You bonding with Sophie, okay?
I think so. She even smiled a couple of times and said thank you once. I've spent so much, I thought at one point my credit card was going to catch fire from all the friction. Now listen, before she comes back from the ladies, we need a quick word. Promise you're not going to create a scene in here. This is a key networking opportunity. I get this Bulgarian thing going, it's good for me, but it's also good for you. I'll be able to move out, and you'll have your flat back to yourself again. So last thing either of us needs is you giving some scathing Marxist critique of the relationship between art and ill-gotten surplus wealth.
Relax. I intend to go home early after looking at the work and, if forced to, talking about it intelligently.
That's what I'm afraid of. I need to make a good impression on these people. They're some of the richest in London. See the woman in the blue dress?
The one who looks like she's just had a terrible electric shock.
That's Countess Tatiana Maria Therese von Schlieffendorf, Hohenzollern und Epstein auf Vögelweder.
Just the one woman we're meant to be looking at, is it?
She's the owner of the gallery, along with her husband.
Don't tell me. Count von Schlieffendorf, Hohenzollern, Vogelweider, Illy, Yally, Ashen, Pfeffer by the Sea.
Charles Danbury.
All right. And who did her face job? Salvador Dali?
Don't mention. Nobody is supposed to know she's had cosmetic surgery. For goodness sake, don't say anything about it if you see her.
Nobody's meant to know. She looks like she's re-entering the Earth's atmosphere in an open-top space capsule.
Well, don't mention it.
Haven't Eurotrash done a special on her?
Shut up. They're actually utterly charming and worth millions.
And they'd still be charming if they were potless, right?
Yes, they would. What do you take me for, some sycophantic brown nose? Don't answer that. Just don't queer my pitch.
Well, I'm not going to suck up to them just because they're blue blood and loaded.
I just saw David Beckham in the corner. He is still crying.
They're coming over.
It's okay, I'm gone. Just don't bring up the Bulgarian thing too early.
Ah, Sir Charles, how are you? Giles Brandon?
Woolly jumpers?
I know who he is. Lovely to see you again.
Good. And you, have you ever been to Bulgaria?
Quite. And who is your delightful companion?
Oh, my goddaughter, Sophie Okoyu.
How nice to meet you, Miss Okoyu. This is my wife, Countess Tatiana Maria Therese von Schlieffendorf Hohenzollern und Epstein auf Sogelsieger.
Hello. Everyone calls me Jana. Are you enjoying the exhibition?
It's all absolutely amazing. The vibrancy, the variety, the sheer exuberance.
Well, we only just got here, so I couldn't really express an opinion yet.
Well, true, but nonetheless, can't you just feel the energy, the vitality pulsating out of it all, even before one pays it any attention?
I infer you have a generally visceral, unmediated approach to artwork.
Well, indeed, what other response is more appropriate?
Indeed. Oh. Of course, some people prefer to look with more deliberation, place the artwork in some kind of context, evaluate the technique, extract the political or cultural message.
I know. What a complete waste of time, eh? Either hits you or it doesn't, doesn't it? Isn't that right? End of story.
Yes. Well, you must excuse me. I
have a lot of people to get round, I know.
Yes. That will do nicely.
So, Sir Charles, how was Antibes?
Very French.
Very French?
Quite. Will you excuse me for a moment? It appears that one of our leading critics is about to mistake a Dogon burial casket for a postmodern urinal. Brian, not there.
So, how did these people make their money?
Oh, the usual thing, trading land, entrepreneurial zeal.
Being born out of the right womb.
Oh, must you be so cynical, darling?
I'm not being cynical. Some people are cynical about the legitimacy of inherited wealth, but I say it takes great skill and dedication to be the right spermatozoa in the right ovum at the right time.
It really is like listening to Nick.
I like listening to Nick. And how come they are so interested in African art?
Well, I think that's what a lot of their trading interests have been over the years.
Over the years, let me guess. Ivory? Gold? Diamonds? Slavery?
Well,
I knew it!
Look, it's all generating wealth, isn't it? Which is a good thing, because from the rich, the wealth creators, the wealth eventually trickles down the social edifice.
Oh, you believe in trickle-down economics. How charmingly retro.
A good thing too, isn't it? Or none of it would have trickled out of my wallet and transformed itself into the 4 new outfits and 3 pairs of shoes I've been carrying around for you all day.
Don't split hairs.
So, Sophie.
Ah, Sir Charles.
Quite. How are you enjoying the exhibition?
This is an interesting piece.
Mm. It's a tree made out of metal. Have you ever been to Bulgaria?
The Tree of Life. Very moving piece.
Moving? It's on wheels? No, of course not. Very moving.
You know why?
No, really.
Look closely.
Oh, yes. Metal from guns retrieved from Mozambique after the Civil War.
Yes. So, how do you feel?
It's very nice.
Very nice? I mean, how do you feel that you are responsible for this work of art?
Me?
Both of you. You have both sold arms to Africa in your time, no?
Well, I was instrumental in a number of export deals that were mutually beneficial to Her Majesty's government and various African regimes, including that of your father, if that's what you mean.
You sold weapons.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Instruments of death, for profit.
You're quite right. But this is our way of trying to put something back.
Wow. Really redresses the balance one art show in Mayfair.
Sophie, where are your manners?
No. I respect the honesty. It makes a change from all the brown-nosed sycophants we usually get.
Absolutely agree with you, Sir Charles. I can't stand sycophants either. This is a lovely suit you're wearing.
I thought you'd like it.
I've tried to bring her up to be honest, you know. Mm.
You have a very firm grasp of the subject for one so young.
I have a good teacher.
Giles?
No, that guy over there who's talking to your wife.
Oh, God.
Well, you are a rarity.
Sorry?
You're actually looking at the work.
Only reason I came.
Rarer still. And what do you make of it?
Some of it I like very much. These I like. Remind me of Sakari Douglas Camp and the new Nigerian school.
How interesting.
Yeah, sad though how the art just becomes the glamorous backdrop for the patrons to impress a lot of sycophants.
You do know this is my gallery.
Yeah, I'm just being honest. But you must find it galling too. You've clearly got a very good eye. I mean, this animal mask is fantastic, almost cute.
A hyena. Ah, from Tanzania, yeah. I think.
Makes you realise the full depth of Picasso's debt, doesn't it?
That is exactly what I thought. Hmm.
These ceramics, though, I don't find convincing at all, I'm afraid. They look almost mass-produced, don't
they? Oh, well, they are only here as a favour to a business associate of my husband's. I'm so sorry, I am Jana.
Nick,
have you met my husband? I want you to tell him exactly what you told me.
The treacherous snake.
Who?
Nick, of course. He said he wasn't going to get involved, and now he's talking to Charles and Jana. He's going to completely kibosh my networking opportunity.
Networking opportunity? I thought this was about you and me, a quality time opportunity.
Well, as it happens, it's a quality timeshare opportunity. You see, I'm developing a major property venture in Bulgaria, provided I can get some money out of Charles and Jana.
I knew it. Today has been all about you and money. The way you flourish those credit cards in front of me all the time when we are in Bond Street, like a monkey showing off to a monkey S how big his bunch of coconuts. This was supposed to be about us and emotional bonding.
It is. I'm multitasking to show you I'm in touch with my feminine side.
I need cheering up now.
Cheering up? Of course. Here's one Jim Davidson told me. There were these three Irishmen.
No! I want to go now.
But I haven't even begun on Bulgaria.
I want to go to Momo.
Momo? How can you afford to go to Momo?
I can't, because I am poor, but you are paying. That's trickle-down economics.
You see, Charles, a man who knows what he's talking about. Nick, you are clearly a very talented interpreter of the zeitgeist.
Oh, please, I just look.
I agree with Jena. Who do you write for?
No one. I'm an acupuncturist.
Ah.
Then if you don't mind me asking, how did you come to be here?
My flatmate knows you, Giles Brandon.
You share a flat with Giles Brandon.
But you are like chalk and ripe camembert.
It's a long story, and, I don't know if I should be saying this, but he's going through a tough patch, and, we met by chance. He had nowhere to live, and so I took him in spite of who he was. But charity is not charity if it is judgmental.
Oh, that is such a beautiful thing to say. Isn't it, Charles?
Oh, yes.
Is that an original saying?
Well, yes, it is, actually. But anyway, enough about me. Getting back to what we were talking about, don't get me wrong, this kind of stuff will sell to people who are looking for a minimalist theme with a bit of a twist in their interior design, but it's not really art. These, on the other hand, very interesting.
The penis goods.
Yes, very interesting. These are very now, a very primal image of fertility, and incredibly underpriced. And the juxtaposition with the condoms and the hints of Catholic iconography, the grains of sand suggesting both a real and metaphorical desert, and, of course, the passing sands of time. It's a very provocative image about overpopulation, famine, and post-imperialist cultural values.
Oh, all that in a simple dick holder.
And you think we could sell them for more?
Get a few articles placed in key publications to contextualise it? Don't see why not.
You know. Nick, this is all very interesting. Are you busy later? We are planning to go on for a few drinks at a new club we know. Would you care to join us?
Well, it's not my normal scene, but hey, why not?
Excellent. I'll call Greg and get him to bring the Bentley round. Oh, Sting? Trudy? Sorry, we're not going to be able to fit you in the car now. I hope you're coming anyway. It's not really far to walk.
Evening. Enjoying a bit of quality downtime, then?
Oh, it's fabulous. What better way to chill out than stand on your own, spending a nurse's weekly wage on every drink?
Sophie here?
She's dancing with friends. But every so often, she deigns to return, you know, to exchange just enough nanoseconds of emotionally bonding conversation to lure me into paying for another round for her and her trust fund scrounger entourage.
Well, you got to push the boat out once in a while, haven't you?
Wait a minute. What the hell are you doing in here? AGM of the London Anarcho-Buddhists, is it?
No, actually, Charles and Yana invited me along.
Charles and Yana?
Yeah, you know the people from the gallery?
Yes, I know who you mean. You're drinking with them, but you're like chalk and ripe camembert.
It's more of a business meeting, really. They want me to curate their next African exhibition for the gallery. Oh.
Good God! I was trying hard, so hard, to pitch my Bulgarian plan, and you just falls into your lap.
Yeah, now do you see what I mean about negative capability? Look, I would invite you to join us, but we're in the VIP bar and, Hey, Sophie!
You are here. Come and dance.
He can't. He's networking with those people from the gallery. You know, the slave traders, the arms dealers.
I see. Right on, comrade.
Hang on, they want me to curate an exhibition for them, go to Africa for a month, scope all the stuff myself, carte blanche. Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, yeah, cool.
It's a great opportunity. We all have to live in the real world.
Oh, please, listen to yourself.
They give a lot to charity too, you know.
I don't want to be rude to you, but let me put it this way. I bet the only fingerprints on your penis are your own.
What? Mellow out.
No, no, just hang out with your parasite friends, Giles.
I'm Nick.
I don't think so. You have become just another hanger-on of those deep pockets.
Can I buy you another round of enormously expensive cocktails, Sophie?
Oh, yes, thank you.
I owe you a big favor, Nick, setting up this meeting. Once my ploy of begging at Charles's feet failed last night, I thought my last chance had gone.
Ironic, they're taking us to Dowdswell's for lunch.
Yes, Dowdswell's, of all places. I hope your impersonation of Morris Hansen hasn't put the chef in too bad a mood.
Have you seen the review?
No, not yet. Let me see.
Yeah, sure. This is my favourite bit.
The creme brulee was adequate, which is just as well, because the rest of the meal tasted like the nearest it had come to any kind of cooking was being stuffed up the armpit of the illegal immigrant who was serving it. Oh! Hansen will be in danger of his life. Dowdswell is meant to be very, very volatile, you know. Oh, congratulations, Nick. I am amazed at your talent. This beautiful stitch-up and making such a big hit with Charles and Yana last night.
It's dead simple, Giles. They like me because I tell them the truth. They just like plain speaking.
As long as you don't overdo it. There's always a limit.
Please, trust me.
Ah, here they are. Yana, Charles, lovely to see you both. Welcome.
Quiet, quiet.
Yana, what a fabulous frock. The synergy of the elegant and the erotic.
Thank you. Do you like it, Nick?
Well, gotta be honest.
And that's why we like you.
A woman half your age would have trouble getting away with that unless everyone knew she was colorblind and walking up and down the Reaper Barn for a living.
Oh! What? What did I do?
Charles, Yana, wait, don't go, please. At least until you've heard about my Bulgarian business plan.
That was me overdoing it, right?
Now perhaps you will learn that the occasional diplomatic deception is an essential attribute of civilized man.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Giles Brandon.
And you're Richard Dowdswell. I recognize you, of course, from Kitchen Wet Dreams. How nice to meet you in the flesh. Have you met Nick Reynolds? Nick, this is Richard Dowdswell, the chef here.
You've got some neck.
Sorry?
You think I haven't seen The Standard?
Oh, that ridiculous review by Morris Hansen.
Morris Hansen is away. It says so at the end of the article. Just after your name.
My name? Me? That wasn't me.
It's your name, isn't it?
Yes, I can explain. Nick, tell him. Tell him it was you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Please, Mr. Dowdswell, no!
You are home early from lunch with your new slave trader friends. What happened? A late boat turned up in Bristol and they got called away to the auction? Oh, my God! What happened to Giles?
Nick is what happened to Giles. What were you thinking, giving my name for the byline?
It was a mistake. I got mixed up, that's all. All it means is, I guess, is that I have deep down a deep, deep-seated antipathy and loathing towards you that operates at a subconscious level even when I'm not trying to keep it going consciously. Don't take it personally. Mind you, you're right about the benefits of tactical lying in a civilised society. Big bloke, that Richard Dowdswell, eh? And an even bigger left hand.
You got punched?
3 times.
Yeah, most people would have gone down after the first punch, but Giles, he was tough and proud. He stayed up. And, well, the second and third punches he didn't take so well.
I will get you some ice.
Good of him to give you that steak for your eye, though, Giles. It's a beautiful cut of meat, isn't it? I'm amazed the place got such a bad review.
Don't you even have it in your heart to apologise to me?
I got hit as well by the Countess, but do I get steak and ice? No. Do I get sympathy? No. I just get grief for having accidentally caused someone to get pummeled by an angry celebrity chef.
I'm fully in touch now with the feeling of negative capability.
Good.
For despite my burning desire to rise up and punch you hard in the head, I am, in fact, not capable.
Poor Giles. Anyway, enough about you two. It's time for me to be center of attention. Do you like the new dress Giles bought for me?
I'm sorry. Mr. Reynolds never confirms nor denies his opinions on women's clothes.
You can be honest with me. We have drunk capolinis together on the roof.
Okay, it makes you look like a tart.
Why are you hitting me for what he said?
Was it him that let me buy the dress?
Living with the Enemy was written by Giles Brandreth and Nick Revel and starred Nick Revel, Giles Brandreth and Gugu Mbatha-Raw. It also featured Maria McCurlane, Nicholas Grace and Martin Hyder. Original music by Ben Walker. The producer was Ed Morris.